All right. Here it is, podcast. March 28th, 2022. Yep, you made it for another Motorhead Monday edition of the old podcast. That's right, Libby and the boys getting a little killed by death. I don't think there's any other way to die except being killed by death. It's the leading cause of death. It's death. Yeah, so that not only we play a little excerpt, maybe we'll have a little Lemmy Speaks. Get a little word of advice being in a rock and roll band back in the day. Yeah, let's see if we can find that here real quick. There we go. Let me kill off this one. I guess we can start it. There we go.
Without drugs, would there be a Motorhead?
Oh yeah, there would be, yeah. Some sort of...
Would it be the same?
Well, probably wouldn't be called Motorhead, because that's slang for Speed Freak.
When you started Motorhead, that was after you was kicked out of Hawkwind, because of drugs.
Well, because of the wrong kind of drugs.
Yeah.
They were all taking drugs too, it was just different drugs, you know.
So why was it so bad to be on the drugs you were on?
Well, no, I was the last Speed Freak, see, I was the one that kept them all awake nights, you know, and shit like that, so they were all, like, dedicated dope smokers and taking acid, man, and, you know, and all that. And I was taking acid too, but I was a Speed Freak as well, you know, and Dipmick was the Speed Freak. He got me into the band so he could have somebody to chum out with, you know, and then he left and I was the only one left, so they were dying to get rid of me, really, ever since he left, you know. I didn't realize that it would screw the band if I did, you know.
There you go. A little Lemmy talking about being on drugs in the band. Which I guess, you know, well, he's still alive. But apparently, you know, as we're very sad for, you know, the Foo Fighters and Taylor Hawkins has, you know, died in Bogota on tour. So there is tragedy to the drug lifestyle and the rock and roll lifestyle, too.
Yeah, they've always kind of gone hand in hand. I mean, it's not that, you know, everyone that makes it that far is a massive,
yeah. Right. Drug addict. But you do, you know.
A fair amount of them.
There's a fair amount of them, you know. I mean, you know, when you got people just going, yes, here, oh, you want some of that? For sure. And then, you know, of course, being in Colombia, you know, the cocaine is really good.
Yeah, strange that, happened in, Bogota, of all places. Cocaine overdose, you don't say.
Well, the officials say that they had found 10 different drugs in
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta grab a fistful.
Just Elvis it up.
Oof, yeah.
Yeah, sad. It's sad, you know. I don't know if the Foo Fighters will continue on. I mean, I wouldn't see why they wouldn't. You know, there's got to be, I mean, Dave Grohl can play the drums, right?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But,
they might, you know, probably take a break for a while. And
sure, they'll be taking
again.
A break. It's very sad, you know. I mean, yeah, we're playing little light jokes about it. But, yeah, you know, many a rock star we've lost to drugs. Some have recovered and made it. And probably still look at themselves like, I can't believe I'm here. I'm sure that's what, you know, Keith Richards says to himself every morning when he wakes up. whoa, I'm still here.
Right.
How about that? Let's go make a song. Where's Mick?
Yeah, some people, it's, you just, there's no killing them.
There's just no getting rid of them.
It's like the whole thing of Mr. Burns. It's like, you've actually got so many diseases that they're all, it's like everybody trying to cram through the same doorway at once. Actually,
yeah.
They're all holding each other back.
Or the old Jim Brewer stand-up where he talks about all the liquors you pour down into your stomach. Which is pretty funny. But I guess along with celebrity news, of course, we know that Will Smith has smacked Chris Rock for making jokes about his wife.
Yeah, and thus continues the never-ending, you know, 72-hour craziness of one subject, and then we move on to the next one.
We move on to the next one.
Nobody's gonna give a shit. Like, wasn't it last week that Kanye West was gonna kill Pete Davidson?
Yes. Well, I'd be okay. I mean, it's okay if Pete Davidson's not around anymore. But I was thinking to myself, as far as, you know, there's other people Will Smith could have smacked in Hollywood. There's plenty more.
Yeah, probably.
You know, why are you going to take it out on Chris Rock? He's a comedian. He made a joke, you know, and he knows. I think Chris Rock probably knows, you know, there's risks in making jokes. It may not sit well with everybody when you make jokes, and you may get slapped in the face.
Well, I think I listened to that joke. It didn't sound all that edgy. Yeah, no. You know, you always have the potential to insult people. It typically would still with things like that. It's, you know, it's not exactly a roast, as he isn't going that deep into
No.
I don't know. Like, I can't speculate on Will Smith's fucking relationship with his wife. I know there was some infidelity there, and then, you know, but now it's like you're going to walk up on stage and smack Chris Rock. So there's that aspect of it. But I don't know where they're at in their relationship, and this is why I hate this fucking celebrity news shit.
Right.
It's like, this is the most attention that has been paid to the Oscars in a long time.
Yeah, it's. I think somebody said it was like, it was the most exciting part of the whole boring-ass Oscars.
Yeah, that clip probably is going to get more views than some of the films that were nominated.
Right, you know? I think even Chris Rock, after he got smacked, which, you know, a true professional, he kept on with the show. He didn't stop. He's just like, I just got the shit smacked out of me by Will Smith.
Now he's got endless Will Smith getting smacked material.
He goes, you guys just witnessed one of the most important, you know, the
greatest
clips in TV history right here. You know, so.
So, yeah, I don't see an issue with it. You know, if she wanted to. Because it's like this old thing, it's just like, oh, yeah, put him in his place. Like, you understand he's up there to make jokes, right?
Yeah.
And you're making this false equivalency. Like, oh, it's a horrible thing. She didn't take it well. All right. He should have. Yeah, maybe
he could have pulled him aside afterwards and was like, hey, man, I don't really appreciate that joke you made.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's happened to Chris Rock before, too.
It's that bad if you want to say something, especially in your acceptance speech. You can say something. Yeah. You know, fucking throw some shit at Chris Rock for saying that.
Yeah, you can throw it back. But he did actually, after that award, and I think Chris Rock was like, I'm just here to present a documentary. and then Will Smith got Best Actor. And then he apologized to the Academy for his outburst, but not to Chris Rock. So.
Yeah, and Chris Rock's not pressing charges or anything. There's no criminal filings or anything. So it's...
I give it up for Chris Rock for holding his ground. I mean,
yeah, what else you know, you gotta
my,
do?
My joke is you know, he got slapped like a bitch and took it like a man.
And now later on, he can filter that into his jokes. Maybe some of the next jokes that he writes will have
he's got
him
plenty
getting
smacked
by Will Smith
of
in it.
Comedy material coming up, you know.
And on top of that, I'm also seeing a lot of stuff, you know, about, you know, from shit from like Chris Rock in the 90s and stuff like that. So people are probably looking him up more now than fucking previously because of that. So it's kind of like when celebrities have a boxing match. Granted, it's not a boxing match, but it was the same end result. It's like they're both going to get more popularity out of it. I'm not saying that's why either of them fucking, you know, when it happened, that's just the result of it.
Yeah, that just goes back to, you know, good press or bad press. It's all good press.
Yeah, well, especially now with fucking how overly competitive and demented our fucking social media
has become.
It's kind of hard to rise above, and yeah, that's the only way you do is if you're basically living in a reality TV show.
That's right.
So that's... is what it is. I mean, maybe you shouldn't have smacked him. It was fine. I don't know. Like, you know, Chris Rock, I don't think he should curtail any of his jokes. I think
no.
He just keep going.
Oh, no,
as
definitely
is.
Not. I think he should just continue on being himself, which I'm sure he will because, you know, he's been in the comedy game for a long time, you know?
Yeah. And hey, sometimes you just say some shit that hits
just
like just right.
Doesn't work out too well.
But yeah, I don't know if it was something, because he laughed at the fucking joke when he first said it.
Yeah, when he first said it, and then he looked at his wife, and he could tell that she was pissed, and he's like, well, shit. I guess I got to go do something now. Done fucked up.
Yeah. Thought it was okay. I guess it's not.
No, I guess it's not. And she didn't think that was too funny. But, you know, hey, you know, did Chris Rock know that she had an autoimmune disorder that was causing hair loss? No, maybe. I don't know. But, you know. In this day and age, plenty of women shave their heads. You know,
it's
nothing uncommon for them to do that now. You know, So
maybe you didn't know.
So yeah. There you have it, you know. Which
I mean, fuck, yeah, Norm Macdonald died of cancer. Nobody knew about it except his fucking media family. So it's like, maybe you didn't know. Yeah.
Maybe you didn't know. So, like I said, Chris Rock has the right to say what he wants. It's a free country, as far as we know it.
Just you might get smacked. It might not even be justified.
I've said some shit that I probably should have been smacked for.
Well, the freedom of speech is only supposed to protect you from the government, not from individual other people. Cool. It's, you know, yeah, you should be able to say what you want. It's just you can't, you know, like you say some sideways shit, and like maybe something happens.
You might have. There may be some retribution to it.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's hard to tell where they were at. The whole thing, you know, if they're with their relationship, if it was definitely meriting that he'd walk up on stage and smack him.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, like I said, throwing the haymaker out there and giving him from, you know, from left field out there and just popping him, may have been maybe a little extreme, you know.
Yeah, just given the circumstances, where like, you know, I would probably feel differently about it as if like he didn't laugh at the joke and then look at his wife and then go, oh, I need to, you know. She's now upset, so now I gotta, I'm
now upset. I gotta go up and, you know.
I mean, if it was just like a straight reaction, I'd be like, all right, he kind of, you know, he touched on a very sensitive subject and kind of snapped. And hey, I mean, that can happen to anybody. Fucking. But yeah, because it seemed a little more like, oh, well, all right, now.
I gotta go do something. Yeah. I gotta go defend my wife's honor.
You know? Which it wasn't even that bad, I don't think. You know, it's already interprets jokes differently.
I didn't feel like the joke was all that terrible either.
It wasn't malicious.
You know, it wasn't malicious. I don't think so. I think he was just up there just in the moment, you know. But apparently I think I read somewhere that Will Smith and Chris Rock has been at odds before, you know.
That's possible.
And have had some words said to each other. Maybe their own disagreements.
Yeah,
you know, fuck it.
That's why it's like, I can't delve into this shit too much. You don't know where these people are at with each other. And it's like fucking, I don't know. It's a fun story, isn't it?
It's a fun story. Yeah. And then I guess, you know, old Joseph Biden out there in the European theater has, you know, told, you know, in a very angry kind of ending of a speech about how Putin needs to be removed.
Yeah, he can't be allowed to stay in power, which, you know, agreed, but that's probably not the right time to say it, is it? Mm. Probably not the time that you come out with that in the middle of peace talks. Yeah. And it's like, we know this. Like, we're trying to get him to fucking stop invading Ukraine first.
Yep.
And then it's the whole, like, don't start World War III type of shit.
Yeah.
That people are really, they keep pushing that for some reason. Yeah. For some reason, people don't want to get drug into the next World War immediately. So it was bad timing. It was a gaffe. He's quite gaffable.
Yeah. He makes plenty of them.
And Macron the gave State him Department some was... shit over that. Fucking. Basically just saying he's fucking up the peace talks.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk to this guy.
And you're over here telling him he needs to be removed. And
yep.
Well, and then, you know, more light has come from, you know, the Hunter Biden, you know, laptop that apparently Hunter Biden was involved in many of the bio labs that were in Ukraine. Actually, I don't know if you read any of that or not.
Was he involved? Like he was involved in the energy companies,
right?
Where they just paid him $50,000 a month to sit on the board.
But they're finding out that, you know, like John Kerry's son was involved in it, in one of them.
Yeah,
members of Pfizer, Moderna, Moldova, you know, all the fine, you know, pharmaceutical companies out there.
I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, less so in the politicians, although that doesn't necessarily surprise me either.
No.
But even less so in the pharmaceutical companies, you know.
Well, yeah,
not always.
The most
acted, you know, properly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many lawsuits that Bayer had for some of their various medications, stuff like that. It's the whole, like, thing with the vaccine is the best I heard a phrase, like, it's a cruel twist of fate that the pharmaceutical companies are the ones that are in the best position to fucking to create the vaccine.
Right.
It's like, they haven't been the most forthcoming, you know. That's a little bit dark money. And then, you know, politics, you know, delves into that as well. They've always got, you know, people are always going to put their hands, you know, where they don't belong,
right?
You know, for purposes of personal or financial gain, and that seems to be the toughest type of corruption to root out in our political system, is just people going behind closed doors and doing their own shit. And
making their own deals. And
you know, you get Pelosi out there and like buying stocks and shit.
Right. Like, you know, which like, is not insider trading.
It's if you pass a bill that's going to cause these types of companies to lose money and these types to gain money, and then you invest prior to doing that, I'd say that's insider trading.
Yes. Yes, I'm going to have to agree with you on that. But I guess, you know, like I said, there are a lot of things coming out. The Hunter Biden laptop has been proven, you know, authentic.
Well, he knew it.
We knew it already, but, you know, well, when the New York Times says it, then it's okay. You know?
Yeah, you got to wait until
you got to wait till it's cleared through them.
Or just enough time passes where it's like, all right, we can start dribbling this out now, and then it'll get lost amongst all the other news coming
right
on. Which is another political strategy.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, we're still talking about that.
That's so long ago. No. Did you see the Oscars?
Did you see the Oscars? See Will Smith smack Chris Rock?
Yeah. And there's obvious, you know, war in Ukraine, which not that it's not deserving of attention. It's just like stuff envelops the political zeitgeist, the news, everything like that. And it's kind of hard. And you're like, all right, there's other stuff going on. This is important. But when it's like, when news organizations know, like, this is what gets clicks, this is what gets ratings, this is what gets people to watch, they'll just hammer that button until it doesn't work anymore, then they'll go on to the next one and smash that until
it doesn't
work anymore.
The other thing is that, you know, when the election was going on in 2020 and the laptop came out, everybody was like, it's Russian disinformation, it's a plant, it doesn't hold any water. And now they have to go back. Will they retract a statement? Will they make an apology for basically, they kind of like, you know, I guess a poll was taken by, you know, whoever takes polls.
Yeah, that's the toughest part about the fucking polls.
That, you know, if people had known about actually the Hunter Biden story and it not being repressed by all your social media platforms and everybody else's disinformation, that they may have swayed differently in the election.
I mean, there's probably a small amount that would.
I think they call that the October surprise. There's always some kind of scandal that gets released to, you know, stir
things up. I think
a
good amount, and it's hard to say exactly what amount, but a good amount of people who voted for Biden simply for the fact that they didn't want Trump in office.
Right.
A lot of their candidates, you know, whether they're supporters of Bernie or Buttigieg or whoever else, you know, the fuck was running. There's 24 different candidates that were running.
Klobuchar. And,
tons of them. Fucking Cory Booker.
Cory Booker.
God damn it.
John Stewart had Cory Booker on his show, his podcast, I think last week or the week before.
Yeah.
It was just... basically, what's wrong with race in America?
Some of those get a little too heavy-handed. I mean, some of it's like anything. Like John Stewart's like a really good. He's good at what he does. I don't think he's grifting on anything. It's just some things I agree with him on.
And some things I don't. That's fine.
Or even just to the degree to which, you know, they're discussing it.
I like the one where he's talking about the media and how easily they kind of manipulate people. And he really referred to the Mueller report and how the news media handled that, you know, and just basically, you know, he called his like, and then it was all covered in Newscom.
Yeah, basically. And that's, I think, what drove some people, you know, a little bit more into the apolitical realm or even over more towards the conservative realm, is that they really pushed this whole Mueller report like he was some sort of fucking Superman.
Yeah, like he was going to come and just lay it on the line. And you got to watch out.
And
he keeps it close to the vest.
They built this up to be this big thing. I think, you know, it's the self-feeding thing. Like, oh, this is getting clicks and ratings, and we get more and more and more. And what else can we
bomb
push? What else can we... Yeah, every day was a new bombshell.
It was a bombshell.
And that's the way... I mean, media still acts like that. Yeah. When you see the way things are titled, it's titled specifically to get, you know, it's like either moral outrage or fear-based or fuck it or whatever. You know, it's going to, it always has to be the world's about to explode, you know, planes crashing in the, instead of saying like there was a plane crash over here. It's just, you know, they always have to have this inflammatory title because they're all trying to step over each other.
46 die in tragic plane accident as it burst through and went through a middle school. Was that the Family Guy one? Like, this is what it would look like if it went through a school.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And they'll take this one piece of, you know, pseudo relevant information and they'll blow it up in a whole fucking hour segment.
Yeah.
And it's added to the level of dementedness, you know, that people are kind of starting to carry around with them too. It's been leaking out of the internet and into real life where it's, you know, if you're going to want to scream into the void on the internet, fine, go for it. But it's, you know, it's actually, I don't know. We're all just going to be, have a lot of like personality disorders and like behavioral fucking issues. And it's not, you know, not all of it's clinical, but it can't be good. It's definitely not good for people.
Right.
The way everything's structured with the media and social media. Right. And it's, ugh,
yeah.
Sucks.
It gets into that, you know, like you said, it'll trap you in that bubble, you know, and even, you know, I notice that, you know, in social media and how the algorithm works, when it figures out like, oh, well, he likes this.
Yeah, it's going to feed
more.
That to you.
It's
going
to feed more to you. It's
even
like,
if
as soon
you're,
as like,
oh, yeah, sorry, yeah, go ahead.
But like, as soon as you kind of like, you know, like maybe you've been, you know, you've gone down a rabbit hole of something and you've been watching it for 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as you like change to something new, so you find something else, it's, you know, and it automatically feeds into that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, you know, you become this, you know, I mean, probably the algorithm probably doesn't understand me because like news, comedy, abandoned amusement parks.
It doesn't. Like, it figures out, you know, the certain things that hits on that, you know, you're going to consistently look for. Yeah. And it does that by A, listening to just about everything you fucking say, and then have this whole, like, you know, Google Analytics thing that has, like, a compilation of basically a profile of you. That I'm pretty sure gets sold to other companies, you know, for the purposes of selling you shit. So you get all that combined together, and it's like, it doesn't know you as a person. Like, no, it doesn't. Because sometimes it's like, well, I kind of feel like exploring this new thing. And then you have to fight your way out of this fucking rut. And it's like, look at this. You like this.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, and like I said, the algorithm doesn't care about the person behind it. It just knows the, you know, we need more clicks. This is where our advertisers go. This is where the advertisement is.
It's all about monetary gain.
It's all about monetary gain. It doesn't care about the individual. It only cares about making money. And that's it. And that's what it's designed to do.
Yeah, because, you know, whole bunch of fucking vapid LA ass wipes, fucking who read too many self-help books, decided to come up with these fucking things, and then just suck. You have to monetize every fucking step of your life.
Right.
That's what you have to do.
Right.
We could be making money after this.
We could be making money.
Who cares if it leaves everybody mentally ill?
That's right. Speaking of mentally ill people, Congressman claims people in D.C. have invited him to orgies and done cocaine in front of him.
And that sounds like our politicians.
That sounds like our politician. This is from the Hill. Representative Madison Cawthorn, Republican North Carolina, claimed in an interview posted Thursday that fellow lawmakers have invited him to an orgy and done cocaine in front of him. Remarks from Hawthorne, 26, who is in his 14th month as a congressman, has developed a reputation for unpredictable statements, came in the context of a discussion about whether in the Warrior Post Society podcast hosted by John Lovell, words House of Cards was a fictional show or was it closer to like a documentary?
I think there was probably aspects of truth to it,
I'm very sure.
Overblown. And then you also have to, like, you're writing a story, so you have to follow the same, you know, progression that a story has. But then, there's definitely some aspects of truth to it. And then also Kevin Spacey, creepy in real life. So there's,
you go. How about that?
Perfect person to cast for a role like that. I think, you know, he went, like in Tropic Thunder, where it's like, I ended up in an old refrigerator box.
Pushed Neil in front Armstrong. Of the subway.
So I think he absorbed that role at the point where I'm like, yeah, this is really me. Yeah, I'll let the kids in the basement know about this. I've had a revelation. No, you can't go home.
But Cawthorne continued to say, the only thing that isn't accurate about the show is that you could never get a piece of legislation about education passed for that quickly. Cawthorne told Lovell, "I looked up to all these people.
Hmm.
And a lot of them, a lot of them, I looked up to through my life. I've always paid attention to politics," Cawthorne said. Then all of a sudden, you get invited to, well, hey, we're gonna have a kind of a sex get together and at our home. You should come. I'm like, what did you just ask me to come to? Cawthorne said. And then you realize that they're asking you to come to an orgy.
Cawthorne also around the bush.
Cawthorne claimed they have seen people leading anti-addiction efforts doing cocaine in front of him.
Well, yeah, you spend all day talking about how people shouldn't do drugs. What are you going to do when you get off? Not do drugs?
That's right. It's like, I got bills to pass, man. And legislation so to write. Out. I got to stay up for 3 days.
Yeah. Who's got some ketamine?
Let's go have an orgy. Yep. So let's see. Cawthorne, another set of recent remarks to supporters described Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a thug who presided over an incredibly evil government even as Russia invaded Zelensky's country. The congressman was openly panned for the comments with local news station in Raleigh.
I mean, Ukraine has a corruption problem, and also doesn't make the blatant invasion.
Which makes it perfect for us.
So
we love corruption, and we just go in there and corrupt some more. Yeah. So let's see. What else have I found? Oh, Russians have drove through radioactive red forest by Chernobyl with no radioactive gear on.
Yeah, didn't have enough radioactive gear for everyone, so... You're just going to have to just drive quickly and hold breath.
It's the latest in Russian technology. We call it paper.
Yeah. Here is paper bag accent. Wear on head.
Wear on head.
Only latest one
eye. Latest in Russian technology.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, it's just like, you know, the Soviet era, they feel like they didn't really give a shit about their soldiers. Not, you know. That ours have been treated the best, but they don't. They're really like, you know, it's a whole like, here, you have bullets, you have gun, teamwork, eh?
Yeah, see? Don't get out the tank.
Yeah. Yeah. You turn around, you die.
Which then they just get out of the tank and run away, and then the Ukrainian farmers go in there and tow the tanks out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if they were out of gas or I don't know.
Or they drove off the road and got stuck in, you know, and... exceptional amount of mud.
I saw like
their
some,
mud season out
like
there
some,
is crazy.
I think some Ukrainian chick got into one of the abandoned tanks and took off in it.
Oh,
she had no idea how to drive it. I was like, that's not a good idea.
Fuck it. I feel like that's kind of their national anthem right now. Like, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I'm just going to do it anyway. I don't know how to drive a tank. Guess what? I'm going to figure it out.
I'm going to figure it out right now. See, Russian soldiers driving near the Chernobyl nuclear disaster site did so without any radioactive protection.
Yeah.
The soldiers drove their armored vehicles through a highly toxic zone called the Red Forest, kicking up clouds of radioactive dust as they traveled. Mm-hmm. Workers at the site said one of the workers claimed driving through the area with no protection was suicide.
Yeah.
Because of the radioactivity dust they inhale and will likely cause internal damage to their bodies, according to Reuters. Well, there you go.
Yeah, because it's, that's what I said, most of it is not necessarily that there's, like, radiation, like, in the air or anything. Like, as far as that goes, there's a lot less, but when you start driving, like, large vehicles over it and all
that
dust, that dust still holds on to that radiation, and then that's why you get a fucking...
That's why you get a cough.
Gear, PPE.
Yeah.
You're going to miss out on a couple games at Canasta.
I hope you didn't like your hair.
Maybe you'll grow an extra thumb.
That's right.
But it'll be near your butthole. Wiping will be easier.
Wiping will be easier. One will be on top of your head.
I give three thumbs up. Pull your thumb out of your ass. I just did that. It's fine. Yeah, not surprised.
That's what the Russians do. They're like, just go.
I mean, there's an aspect where you do, you know, feel a little bit bad for him. I see some of the videos of them getting captured, and it's, you know, it's just like any other war. Like, oh, that person's like 18. You know, yeah, that person's
just
like
young,
you
know, kids again.
Yeah, know. That's the whole, like, it involves...
Start throwing the bodies at it.
Well, yeah, it involves, you know, people who are too young to know what the fuck they're doing, and then yeah, it's like, but you still have to do what you're going to do, and then that's, you know, that's part of what makes it difficult, you know, if you're on the defensive position, being like, well... You know, they're going to kill me, but holy shit, is this fucked up.
Yeah, this really sucks.
And I'm seeing some video. There's a protest in Germany right now. It's a pro-Russia, like, you know, pro-Putin protest by Russians that I don't know if it's Russian immigrants or German-born people of Russian descent or who exactly is protesting. And I guess the chancellor made some comment about how this is Putin's war, not Russia's war. Now these people are protesting. So it's an aspect, like, people in Russia getting arrested for protesting against the war, and then people in Germany, like, protesting for the war. It's like,
yeah, it's very confusing. It's very confusing.
It's just, people are fucking nuts. I don't know. Everybody's crazy.
But in, I guess, in good news, the Earth's getting ready to end because the magnetic poles are getting ready to reverse.
Yeah, so we have nothing to worry
about. We're all going to be dead.
I mean, that's kind of like the mindset you have to have regardless. I'm like, giant meteor can come in and we're like, there's nothing we can do about it. And they probably wouldn't tell people about it because then they would just freak out and kill each other and do all this crazy shit. So, like, eventually you just got to look up in the sky and see a bright flash and go, oh, and that's it.
Yeah, it's over. Ta-da! Let's see. What's, I don't know who this was reported by. Zebis or something or another.
By what?
I don't know. What's that say right there?
I can't see it.
Sorry. See, I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were... I was looking for the publication. Daily Digest.
The Daily Digest. There it is. Sorry, I was not even looking at it.
Yeah,
Daily Digest.
I don't care who wrote it.
New challenge for Earth. A new challenge for Earth. It seems that our planet is facing a new challenge. In the coming years, after dealing with climate change and COVID-19 pandemic, possible magnetic pole reversal could mean the end of humanity.
Yeah, how possible.
There you go.
Let's see, you know, the whole thing with Earth. How possible.
Well, possible.
And then,
what outcome could such an event bring? Are we really in danger? And if it was true, how would it take for the magnetic poles to switch? Let's answer some of those questions. Geomagnetic pole reversal is a natural phenomenon. It's already happened several times in the planet's history.
Mm-hmm.
They've proved that it's supposed to happen every 200,000 to 300,000 years, and we're way overdue.
Well, fuck, we're overdue.
Yeah, we're like about 400,000 years overdue for the whole thing.
It's kind of a rough experts, estimate, but I guess, you know.
I mean, 773,000 years we've gone without a magnetic pole shift.
It is crazy to think you're like, oh, that's such a long, you know, time difference. But at the same time, like, if you look at how long the Earth's been around, it's like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah. It's a weird scale. Like,
it's a weird scale.
Yeah, we are not a long-lived species compared to fucking the rest of, like, how long the Earth's been around shit.
Yeah, but the magnetic field reversal happens when North Pole and South Pole switch positions. It's relatively... Recent finding discovered in 1906, French geophysicist Bernard Bernache, while he studied magnetism in lava rocks.
Yeah.
He saw that. The magnetic field is not just a 90s rock band.
Damn.
Ooh, little jokes there. Sick for the Daily reference. Digest. Earth's magnetic field is a fundamental for human survival on Earth. It starts outside the Earth's core and expands towards outer space, which is known as the magnetosphere. Not Magneto, but the magnetosphere.
Although that might be part of where the name comes from.
The magnetosphere is a layer that surrounds the Earth and creates an electromagnetic shield that protects the planet from streams of charged particles that come from the sun, better known as solar winds.
Yeah. Only there's a way to harness that power, and then that's how you're going to get the space shields that you see in all the the sci-fi movies. Are like, shields up! Like, it's going to be electromagnetic.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it. Might
that be. Sounds like the best idea. The Earth has already figured this out.
Yeah, so we need to come up with our own barrier,
yeah.
You know, or maybe, you know, add another layer to it, and that'll prevent I don't know.
Solar winds and other cosmic rays are harmful to life on Earth. The magnetosphere shields our planet from them like a breakwater parting the waves from the ocean. There you go. So we ain't got nothing to worry about, folks. We're all going to be dead because the magnetic fields are about to flip.
No, the doomsday preppers, they'll live right on.
Oh, they'll just go underground.
Poles are shifting.
The poles are shifting. I got my Lumina hat on. Yeah. I got my backpack with all my 30 days of MREs. Yeah.
Which is like, you know, it's not like, oh, I'm gonna look into the actual information behind this and see how likely it is and if there was anything that if it did happen that I could do about it to, you know, ensure my survival. And you get to like, well, when it's something like that, I'm like, there's really not. You want to live in a bunker for fucking 100 years and then die? Cool.
And then die. Yeah. Says,
if it's that bad, then we're just going to go.
Earth's magnetic field is growing weaker. A 2016 study made by Chris Finley, a professor of geomagnetism of the Technical University of Denmark, proven the Earth's magnetic field is growing weaker, which could create a serious problem to its ability to protect a protective shield against cosmic rays. Yeah. So, well,
it's out there.
There's good news, folks. There's good news.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about any of it. So.
Then we won't have to argue about anything. The impending doom.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a small break here. We'll see if we can load up a little Motorhead.
Okay, pull up a song.
And get a song going here. You got a request for a Motorhead song?
Not at the moment, no. Let's see what comes up here. We'll find something that looks good.
Well, I hit the wrong button. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's how you...
There we go.
No, you didn't.
Motorhead top songs. King of Kings. We haven't heard that one.
Yeah, there we go.
Let's see what we got. Motorhead Monday.
Behold the King. The King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
Don't forget, you can always support us at Anchor. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Overcast, This Cast, That Cast. Every now and then, you can check out some older videos on YouTube. All right, well, we'll be back. We'll be fading this out here. We don't want to get too beat up by the old sensors.